Before I begin, I just want to mention that, we have to share every Chol HaMoed, which we have to have because Chol HaMoed is my father's yahrzeit. On the other hand, sometimes when you come into a yahrzeit share, it might evoke certain feelings that are not necessarily consistent with Simchas Yontif. So, which you can ask the same question about Yizkor also when we say Yizkor and Yontif. But a number of years ago, on the day of the yahrzeit, so, here in this country, and Ramav brings down a little bit, we always, people like to go on a tiyul, whether it's to a park. So the day of the yahrzeit, usually I spend the morning at home, learning, then we go on a tiyul. And, in this country, Baruch Hashem, it's never a problem to find a minyan for mincha, because everyone wants to daven, even though I have to tell you, I had a very big challenge this Tuesday, but I found a minyan, but it was hard. Today, what I've done in the past few years is I don't leave until Mincha Gedol. I make a minyan in my shul in Ramat Beit Shemesh. But we spent the day in Park Herzliya, and it was amazing. There was nobody there besides my family. Nobody there. So I figured we'll go across the street, and we'll make a minyan across the street. I go across the street. There's nobody there to look like I'm on a daven. And at this point, I was getting a little nervous. Of course, I could hop on a train and go to Itzkun Sibnei Brach. It's not a big deal, but I didn't want to do that. And all of a sudden, we passed by a Hasidic family, an Anglo family. They sounded like they were from England. And they were taking pictures. And then they said, okay, after this picture, we're davening mincha. I thought, so I said, can I join your minyan? I said, for sure. And then I said, I'm a chiyuv. So it's okay by daven. And I said, for sure. Because then I guess the father said, a real Hasidic Yid could say, ah, what a wonderful Yom Tov, he says. Here we are in the park as a family, we're taking pictures, and we're daven mincha together, and we even have a chiyuv to daven. Then he felt maybe that was a little inappropriate, then he said that. So he turns, because, as a chiyuv, that means that someone passed away. So he apologizes, maybe I shouldn't have said that, it's good we have a chiyuv. So I said, I forgot, maybe I think it was 12th yahrzeit, the 13th yahrzeit. I said, my father passed away 12 years ago, and the yahrzeits today are really devoted to thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's such wonderful parents. My father, my mother, as Rav Goldenberg mentioned, really, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and as my brother spoke about the Chivas HaTorah, that he gave over the Chivas HaTorah, and I try on some level, hopefully, to pass that on to the next generation. I'll just mention that this summer, I had a newfound respect for my father. I knew my father was on the level, people knew about him, but I never really knew until the summer, how many people knew about him. So I happened to have spent with my wife and one of my children about 6 days in Budapest. And so I went to Minyan every day, and I learned that, you go to a shul, and you see a rav, you should always go over to the rav and say hello. But I have a challenge, because then they ask you your name, and you say your name is Chaim Soloveitchik. And it sounds like you're trying to show up here in Soloveitchik. So you always have a challenge doing that. But I didn't say anything. And then, the Thursday night that I was there, there was a scene, I believe, in Maseches Erechin, of Mincha Ma'ariv. And I listened to the rav give a shir, because Mincha Ma'ariv in Yiddish. I think I understand what he said. And I had an aura to say, so now that I had an aura to give him, I felt okay. There's what to talk about. Went over to him. And I said, I told him my name, and I said, I heard from my father, whatever I was speaking about. He said, who is your father? And I said, by the way, the thing, I've never been to Budapest, but I felt like I was in a European shtetl. Not in Eretz Yisrael, not in America, European shtetl. So he says to me, I said, Baron Soloveitchik. Wow, just talking. And then he takes me to introduce me to the members of his kehila. And he tells the name, these are Hungarian Jews, some of them can't speak English, right? And he tells them who my father was, and they all understood. So I realized that, my father's name, really, I guess I would say, went into all Ashkenazi circles. The reason I say that is because when I introduced myself to the chief rabbi of Beit Shemesh, who's a Moroccan rav, and I told him who my father was, then I really have to explain who my father was. But the question is, it was about his Torah. Of course, everyone who knew him knew his love for every Jew, his devotion to Chesed, but people who didn't come in touch with him knew about his Torah. And what was it about his Torah that made him really so special and so world-renowned? So since we're we're about to finish Sefer Devarim, and I would assume that Simchas Torah on some level is devoted to Sefer Devarim. Maybe we'll take a few minutes to understand the nature of Sefer Devarim. So the very beginning of Sefer Devarim, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Sukkim Gimel, and Hey. So in Pasuk Gimel it says, "Vayhi ba'arba mishana ba'ashtei asar chodesh ba'achad la'chodesh diber Moshe b'nei Yisrael, kol asher tziva Hashem otu aleihem." Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to b'nei Yisrael everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded him. And then in Pasuk Hey, it says, "Be'ever ayardein be'eretz Moab v'yom Moshe be'eretz Torah zot le'mor." So it says Moshe began to explain the Torah. So in Pasuk Gimel, in the third Pasuk of Sefer Devarim, it says that Moshe Rabbeinu gave over whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded. In the fifth Pasuk, the Torah says, Moshe began to explain. What is the difference in Pasuk Gimel, where Moshe gave over the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Pasuk Hey, where Moshe Rabbeinu began to explain the Torah? So the Ramban, in the very beginning of Sefer Devarim, says like this, there are two things going on here. One thing is, there are certain mitzvahs Moshe knew about, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to give to Am Yisrael, and he had not as of yet given it to Am Yisrael, and therefore that's Pasuk Gimel. And Pasuk Gimel is now the time, and it could be Achrei HaKoso, he says, and that's why it says in Pasuk Gimel, Diber Moshe v'nei Yisrael, Chor Shir Tziva Hashem Oso Aleihem, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to Bnei Yisrael, everything that Hashem commanded, and it was time to give over these mitzvos. Now, why is it that these mitzvos were given over now, not before? There were certain mitzvos that were very specific to coming into Eretz Yisrael, coming when they were not in the Midbar, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu had to wait. All right, but in Pasuk Hey, there the Ramban says like this, that now Moshe was explaining the Torah, and he was adding certain prophet to the mitzvos, certain other ideas to the mitzvos, but he was explaining the Torah, and the Ramban says a very, very difficult lashon, which has to be explained. That's what I want to speak about. That Levar Torah, he says, Vikimei Atzmo Ratza Lasos. Moshe by himself wanted to do this. V'lo Tzivau Hashem Vazen. HaKadosh Baruch is not commanding. So Ramban says is that what the Moshe Rabbeinu, Ramban is talking about in Pasuk Hey, that Moshe Rabbeinu began to explain the Torah. That was his own initiative. HaKadosh Baruch is not commanding. Now this is a very, very difficult point. Why is this difficult? Because we know, if anyone says that one pasuk, one word does not come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it came just from Moshe Rabbeinu, right? The Gemara says it's not because. So Ramban is basically saying all the Sefer to Sefer Dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu Pi Atzmo Amar. So we have to understand this Ramban. Now, the Ramban didn't make it up. The Gemara Maseches Megillah basically says that point. The Gemara Maseches Megillah says, and the Aflam and the Alves, the Gemara speaks about the Tochacha. So Gemara says that when you read the Tochacha, you should not go ahead and make a break in the middle. You have to read the whole Tochacha together. The reason why, therefore, I should explain, is because if you make a break in the middle, it makes it sound like you don't want to listen to the Musar of Hashem. So you should read it all at once. And then the Gemara says, that's only when it comes to the Tochacha and Sefer Yikra. When it comes to the Tochacha and Sefer Devarim, there, al tidin, you're actually allowed to make a break in the middle. See, even though the minhag today, and Rambam mentions, I believe Shulchan Aruch mentions, the minhag is that we don't make a break in the middle, but b'dinei de Gemara, you're allowed to have an aliyah in the middle of the Tochacha. Why? Because the Musar in Sefer Vayikra, that's Musar Hashem. The Musar in Sefer Devarim, that's from Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu, the Gemara says, mipi atzmo amar. So what the Ramban says is not really only the Ramban, it's really Chazal, and therefore we have to go ahead and we have to explain this. Now it's obvious that Moshe Rabbeinu said this of Ruach HaKodesh, but still, to say mipi atzmo amar, we have to understand what that means. So the Kli Chemda, he says, what he says everyone has to say, it goes like this. Basically, the way he points it out is that what happened, Moshe mipi atzmo amar, before his death, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to him, and I'll explain this afterwards, Moshe, that was very good what you said, right? And I want you to write this down now. So what happened really was, the Kli Chemda, Moshe initially said it by himself, but then HaKadosh Baruch Hu repeated Moshe Rabbeinu's words, and then it became part of the Torah. So when he says, Mibiyatsu Amar, it doesn't mean that Moshe Rabbeinu did it by himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't say anything. Yeah, as we know, I'm sure over all the 40 years, there were things that Moshe Rabbeinu said, you know, that were not written in the Torah. They're not written in the Torah. However, this last Musar speech, this last Sicha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I want written in the Torah. So it says Moshe Rabbeinu Pi Atzmo Amar, that means initially Moshe Rabbeinu said it in the Zohar. However, it was only later, afterwards, Hashem said to Moshe, that was very good, I think he's writing the Torah. So what happens? So when HaKadosh Baruch Moshe wrote the Torah down, what happened was HaKadosh Baruch would say it over to Moshe, and Moshe would say it again and say it while he was writing it. So after Moshe Rabbeinu went ahead and he gave the speech to Am Yisrael, according to the Plechemda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told over every single word again to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it down, not Chas V'Shalom that Moshe Rabbeinu came up with the whole idea on his own, he did everything on his own. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu then told Moshe Rabbeinu to do it. Now, with this we can understand a Gemara in Maseches Yevamos. What is the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos speak about? The Gemara in Maseches Yevamos there, so it begins on Daf Dalet with the idea of Aseh Do Chalos Aseh, that you know if you have an Aseh to do, a mitzvah say, and at the same time you're going to go ahead and be over a los asay, so we say that the asay is doche, you can do the asay even though by doing the asay you're going to be over los asay. And what's the example? Midiraisa, if a person is going ahead and he has a linen beged and he wants to pull the tchelis because it's out of wool, so he's allowed to put the tchelis into the linen beged because the asay of vilam tasselucha, the linen beged, I'm sorry, the asay of vilam tasselucha is doche the los asay of shatnes. And how do we know that? Very simple, because both psukim are mentioned together, smuchim. So in other words, so therefore when there's a juxtaposition, the Gemara says we can learn out smuch, we can learn out smuchim. Whenever I use, obviously in this crowd, or whenever I use the word juxtaposition, so people say to me, well, how do you know such fancy English? My father used that word all the time, so that's how I learned my fancy English. But it's a juxtaposition. So Gemara moves on. The Gemara says, well, who says you can learn out smuchim in the Torah? Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that you can't be dorish smuchim in the Torah. Why? Because ein muktam amuchar b'Torah, there's no order. Like it. In other words, he says just because two people are together, you're going to start learning a drasha out? I don't want to get into the details. It's all Gemara Sakhi Mamas. So Gemara says, you know what? That's correct in the rest of the Torah. When it comes to Sefer Devarim, there we are dorish smuchim in Sefer Devarim. Why is that? The Gemara points out because, you know, either, number one, it's muchach, or there's definitely an extra word there. The metzias in Sefer Devarim is that it's open for drushes. You can be dorish. That's the metzias in Sefer Devarim. And Tosfos brings down a shita on Daf Dalet, which I don't want to focus on, in regard to Kachim, that we are dorish smuchim of parts of the Torah. And there that goes Rabbi Regensburg, so he says, he quotes the Ravon. And what does the Ravon say? The Ravon says, no, the only time that we are dorish, the only time that we can be dorish smuchim of Rabbi Yehuda, is we're in Sefer Devarim. Why in Sefer Devarim? Sefer Devarim, because Mipi Atzmo Amar, because Moshe Rabbeinu said Mipi Atzmo. And what does that mean, he said Mipi Atzmo? So, the idea is like this. This is the way, and both my uncle, Rav Shabir Soloveitchik, and my father, Rav Amos Soloveitchik, made reference to the Ramban. That why? Since Moshe Rabbeinu said it over on himself, so therefore it's much more open to be dorish, vorech, the dorish smuchim. What's the idea? My uncle explained that what really is Sefer Devarim, this is very important. Sefer Devarim, as Ramban says, is an explanation of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu, on his own, wanted to go over, and he wanted to explain the rest of the Torah. So that's Sefer Devarim. So Sefer Devarim, in a certain sense, when Moshe Rabbeinu told it over, it was like Torah Shebal Peh. It was Torah Shebal Peh, the rest of the Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to go and say it over. And therefore, if you're going to go ahead and you're going to say over Torah Shebal Peh, you're going to say over Torah Shebal Peh, obviously you have to do it in a way where it's open for drash, and Moshe Rabbeinu did it that way. So therefore, he did it in a way where juxtapositions will be used for drash, because the whole thing was an explanation of the rest of the Torah, and therefore, since the rest of the Torah, it was written in a way, it was said over in a way, where you can be dorish things, for that reason, we can dorish the Sefer Devarim, something you cannot be dorish, in a way you can't be dorish in the rest of the Torah. Now, I'll tell you a fascinating idea, just similar to this. It starts with a story, but I heard something this year that just blew me away. So, many years ago, when one of my nephews became bar mitzvah, it was after my father had a stroke. And as you know, my father didn't use an Eruv, and he couldn't, you know, for one bar mitzvah, he was able to stay at a house near the shul, and he walked. He was able to walk. But the next bar mitzvah was a little more difficult to walk. And my father stayed in the shul. Okay, where is the shul a place to stay? So the shul had a mikvah, okay, and the mikvah had a couch, all right? So my father slept on the couch that night, right? So my being the youngest child in the family, even though I was married with children, I had the schus, I was given the schus, which I readily agreed to, of course, of staying with my father that night in the shul. So my father slept on the couch, I slept on a mattress with some blankets, it was fine, okay? It was right before Purim, actually. And the next day, after lunch, everyone went home. I went my father down so he could rest. And he didn't really rest. He was talking to me. Then he says to me, I remember this clearly, he says to me, Chaim, he says, there's one Rambam I don't understand. Now, you know, my father says there's one Rambam he doesn't understand. There's one Rambam he doesn't understand. So I said, what Rambam is it? He says, the Rambam at the very end of Hilchos Megillah, where the Rambam says, that Lavo, all the Sifrei Nevi'im v'ksuv v'mikom bato, except from Megillas Esther. He says, I don't understand how can it be that the Rambam could say a thing like that, and Megillas Esther is different than the rest of the Svarim, and it won't become bato, and the other Svarim will become bato. So it happened, it was my mazel, that my brother spoke about my father's relationship with Rav Huttner. I happened to have learned the mimer from Rav Huttner, Pachad Yitzchak, on that Rambam. So I said to my father, I said, you know, I actually learned a piece from Rav Huttner on that Rambam. So he says to me, tell me what he says. And Rav Huttner says that, like this, that you see, really, all of the Nevi'im Miksuvim is very important. It's really an explanation of the rest of the Torah. There are so many ideas in the Torah that we'll never really understand from the Torah itself. It's deep in the Torah. So the Nevi'im and Ksuvim came along. Let's see, Yeshayahu HaNavi explains the mitzvah of Oneg and Kavod. It's all in the Torah, based on Shomer V'Zachar. So the Nevi'im have to come along and sort of elaborate so we can understand the Torah more. But in the future, we Malakol Aretz Deya. And we'll understand that. We won't be in the Nevi'im anymore. We can learn the Torah by itself about the Nevi'im. So therefore, there will not be a need for the Nevi'im and the Ksuvim. But Megillas Esther, that in itself is not as much in the Torah. That is sort of like Torah itself, because I guess it's a historical event. And therefore, the mitzvah is based on that historical event. So my father looks at me. They said, that's a very nice shot. I like it. Okay, so at that age I was. He said, you know, you always want to feel that you think that, you know, you told your father something, he's proud of you, get a little nachas, okay. I've got some brownie points. I'm not sure if I spoke about it back then. I was proud of it years later. So, a number of weeks ago, I was speaking to one of my nephews about this story. And he says, what do you mean, he says? I was looking at someone's notes when Zadie was in Chaim Berlin. I took notes. And he discussed the Rambam, right? And that's the pshat Zadie gave on the Rambam. Right? That's the pshat. Certain ideas that you know, you learn, are deep, and sometimes you have to remember it. So he liked his own pshat that he gave. Okay, why am I telling this to you? Besides, that's a wonderful story, and I have many points. But he says, remember those stories, because that's the idea. Yes, Sefer Nevi'im Ksuvim is like Torah Sheba'al Peh. Sefer Devarim also is like Torah Sheba'al Peh. And that's why Sefer Devarim is written in a way you can be Dorish Smuchim. And then what happened? So, and that's why Sefer Devarim is very different, and that's Shat in the Ramban. My father added one word to this. My father said, when he taught Masechet Yevamos, that Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, including the Torah. So it wasn't only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, that was a good shir. Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to write in the Torah. Because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the Jews to understand how important Be'er HaTorah is. Be'er HaTorah is not just an idea. The Torah is not just about reading Pesukim, sorry. No, but when you learn Torah and say Torah, you have to really understand it. That's
That's the, and that's what Sefer Devarim teaches us. As we come into Tehillat Sukkos, it's not just enough to learn. We have to go ahead and we have to understand and explain. We have to understand and explain the Torah. So, if I want to speak of my father, I think one thing, well, many things, but one of the ideas he was very good at is when he would explain a Gemara, he would explain a Halacha. There was no one that gave a Svara in Gemara like he did. The way he would give over a simple shot in the Gemara. So I want to finish off with two stories. One story I heard from a Davri Atlamam Hashem Yikam Damo. It was about me. I don't remember the story. He said, he told me that once in Simchas Torah, I guess there was a lot of dancing going along, and I was very bothered by Akasha. He said, I think you were in second grade. Why? So, I don't know if you have it here, but he described for me how the whole conversation with my father went. He says, you went over to your father, and you were very bothered. Why? Because you showed your father in the sitter, when they say Kiddush on Friday night, there's these small words, Vayera Vayivoker. And you said to your father, Abba, you don't say the words in the sitter. And for a second year old, if you're talking to your father, who might be a God of Ador, might know all the Shas or the Torah, but if it's in the sitter, you don't say it, he's obviously doing something wrong. As a matter of fact, it's almost as bad as Chilul Shabbos from the perspective of a second grader. So my father says, he told me, he says, let me see what you're referring to. So he takes the sitter, and he says, ah, because it's written by Yara Vayivoker in the sitter. And I don't say that, right? It's correct to your question? So I said, yeah, it's my question. So David Alton said to me, he says, you cannot understand what happened afterwards. He sat there for 15 minutes explaining to you the whole idea of Kol Psukei Galo Pasukei Moshe. He says, you're a second grader! You could have just said, that's my minhag! Right? But no. He sat there and he made you understand. He had to go ahead and he had to explain it to you. The idea of Bir HaTorah is so important. One more story. So as my brother Moshe mentioned, towards the end of my life, for various reasons, my father started saying to him. The reason why, if I remember correctly, why he started saying to him was he started saying to him when my nephew became sick, he saw Yosef. And then after my nephew passed away, he didn't say to him. And my father could say Tillim once, sometimes twice a day, right? And then he'd prepare shir too. And by the way, sometimes he'd learn Daf Yomi also. It wasn't a problem. He had no problem giving shir. Anyways, it bothered my mother a little bit. Because, you know, mother always understood my father as a person who sat, learned Gemara, was shown him. He was saying Tillim. So she used to say to me, Chaim, give Abba Gemara, okay? Now I can't tell you how comfortable I felt, you know what I'm saying? So I cut myself. Maybe you want a Gemara now, you know, like, you know. So my father would tell me exactly what you want, and that was it. It was over. A number of years later, my father was here in Eretz Yisrael, and he spoke at the Ramada Renaissance. I don't know if everyone remembers the Shir. It was a Shir, and he spoke about the, I think it was about the Yonah, and he says it was a Shir on Sefer Tehillim, and it was longest on Sefer Tehillim. So after the shir, I remember my father, I said to my father, Abba, that was a great shir, like, Lomnes on Dillon. And he looks at me and he says, what do you think I was saying to him? I was learning to him! The idea of learning Torah with Bior was very important to him. That's Sefer Devarim. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu did it, and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be part of the Torah. Because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted that people should understand the significance of what it is to learn of a beer, to understand, and not just to learn, but to try to go ahead and try to understand, and really to plunge to the depths. That didn't mean that my father did not like learning Bakias. He did, sometimes also. I remember when I was 17 years old, I didn't check it up, please don't check it out me, but I think I was 17, and Daf Yomi was learning Zvachim. And he said to me, let's learn Daf Yomi together. We'll learn 2 weeks together until you have to go away and stop. But he was so excited about learning Daf Yomi with me for 2 weeks. He was so excited. He says, but whatever you learn at every level, it's very important to have the beer to understand, to explain. That's the point of Sefer Devarim. And that's a message we should keep with us as we start Sefer Bereishis, to really, whatever we learn, that to always try to understand on some level we learn, not just to say we learned.
Oh, it's a plan, huh?